We're beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Gimel, which is on page 12. Hanhogas Beis HaKisei, how a person should conduct himself when he goes to the Beis HaKisei. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Kishe Yikonez Le Beis HaKisei, Yomar Hiskavdum V'chubadim V'chuli, V'achshav Lo Nogu La'amro. This is actually a Gemara in Brachos. I looked it up before. I meant to bring a Gemara in Brachos to read it. But there's a phrase that we say when a person goes into the Beis HaKisei, that he's asking the Malachim to please excuse him while he goes to the restroom and he'll come back out and meet them again. But the minog is, the Mechaber says, not to say it nowadays, as the Mishabura points out in Sif Aleph, ki ein anu muhzakim liyirei shamayim shamalachim malavin osanu. We're not holding by that anymore, that we should be muhzak as fearers of heaven, that Malachim are escorting us. So that was in the olden days when they were on a higher level, they had Malachim escorting them, so you say, please excuse me when you go to relieve yourself. We're not holding by having Malachim escorting us that we should ask them to please wait outside while we go to the restroom and then we'll come meet them afterwards. Now that takes us to a very interesting shaila, because there's a song that we all sing for a night when we come home from shul. We sing Shalom Aleichem for the Malachim who are escorting us. And here we see that we're not holding by having Malachim escorting us, and therefore we don't use this phraseology that the Gemara uses to excuse ourselves when we use the restroom. So we'll jump right to the note number one in the Dirshu Mishabura, right on the end of the page. Ubelel Shabbos kishiyotzei mebeis haknesses lebeiso. On Friday night, when a person leaves the shul to go to his house, kosav lekamon, the Mishabura says later on, sheshnei malachim malavin also, that two angels are escorting him. Ubir haben ishchai, shemalachim elu boim lekavod mitzvahs kiddush, velo lekavod ha'adam. It's very, to build up our confidence. He says, don't worry, it's not for you that the malachim are coming. The malachim are actually coming for the mitzvah of Kiddush and not because of the covet of the person. And therefore, even nowadays, the malachim are escorting us for going home to say Kiddush on Friday night. So says the Ben Yishchai over here, it's not a steer over here, the malachim would be there for the covet of the person. And then you'd have to excuse yourself to use the restroom. Those malachim are not with us nowadays. But the malachim that come with us Friday night when we go home to say Kiddush, that's there for the mitzvah. So then the malachim come with us, and then it's appropriate to say Shalom Aleichem. If you skip down three lines, he writes, Me'idach on the other hand, Hachsam sofer lo nog lomar belal Shabbos esapiot Shalom Aleichem malachi asheris. The Chassam Sofer was knowing not to sing Shalom Aleichem, Mishum Shekayom Ein Malachim Alavin Osanu, like we say over here. Malachim are not escorting us nowadays, and therefore it's not only when we go to the restroom that we don't say that expression of please hold on while I relieve myself. Also Friday night, one would not say Shalom Aleichem because the Malachim are not with them. However, Omnam, Hevi Shom B'Miluim B'Shem HaMarim Shik, Shachsam Sofer Nog La'omro Beino Levenatzmo. Interesting, the Chassam Sofer was found to be saying it privately. Because of his humility, he didn't want to say it out loud to show as if the malachim are with him. He held he's not holding by that level, but really he was holding by that level and he said it silently. Obviously, our minog is to say Shalom Aleichem. I guess we're knowing like the Ben Yishchai, or we're not as humble as the Chassam Sofer. That's. The malachim that are with us. Oh, okay, nice. Okay, so unless maybe shas tefila, I don't know. Zokte mechaber weiter in sif beis. Yehid sanua beveis hakisei. One should be modest when he goes to the beis hakisei. Velo yigala atzmo ad sheyeshev. And he should not reveal himself until he is sitting down. And the Rama writes, velo yelchu shnei anoshim biyachad. Two men should not go together to the beis hakisei. Gam lo yedaber sham. Also, a person should not speak in the Beis HaKisei. V'yiskor hadelas ba'adum b'shem tznias. And he should also close the doors because of tznias, because of modesty. Says the Mishabur in Sivkoton Beis, the very bottom of page 12, a person should not reveal himself ad sheyeshev. V'hu adin shelo yokum kishu magula. Also, a person should not stand up while he's revealed. He should cover himself before he gets up. V'lo yelchu, and they shouldn't go, the Rama says, two people together. V'in b'fachet, if a person is afraid, Yochol echol lahaniach yado al rosho derech hachalon. If a person's afraid, especially in the olden days when it was out in the sada, so another person could just put his hand on the other person's head through a window. Ubelvat shelo yireh peru, as long as he does not see him being revealed. Ukid lakambon b'sifches, like we'll see later on tomorrow in sifches. V'likane sham lehedya aser afilu im ishto, and to go together into the Beis Akise is aser even with one's wife. Achim katan she'em bo das mutu likane. So ever with a child that does not have das, one can go in. And note number two, he writes that a katan that has no das is a katan that does not know how to speak. And then he writes, "Mikom lekom gam lagabe ketanim kasa leben yishchai sheish lechanchem ulagila memili ditzniyah shlo yikonsu yachal lebeis akise." Even children should be trained not to go together to the Beis Akise. What? A kineo. That's different. Yes, it's not a Beis Akise. Why is it different than tzniyah?
Because the reason you're seeing.
Of tznius, yeah, I hear what you're saying. But we had even earlier that when a person goes to a mikveh, he goes to Nara to wash, he shouldn't be embarrassed about what he has. We said bedakwa shouldn't cover up when it's appropriate to be uncovered, because that would be showing that you're embarrassed or you're hiding the bris mila. It's good kasha.
What did I think of that? Two children in the bath again. Going basikise, we mean.
I think it was basikise. I think it's just talking about relieving oneself. That's why I think it's different between the mikvah. I think that's different. Being osik in the basikise activities, I think, requires a higher level of tznius than when a person is washing himself. I think that's the chiluk. But that's a very good point that you're pointing out.
Let's go. We're not talking about over here about parents going to help a child.
No, I don't think we're talking about that. I think if a child needs a parent to go in and help them, I don't think we're addressing that. I think we're talking about, even though that's why that note throws me off a little bit, because as even a child doesn't know how to speak, sometimes a kid could know how to speak but needs help in the bathroom. So I don't think we're talking about that case. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Vayter. Sifkatan Dalid. So we said in the Ramah that one should not speak in the Beis Akise. Before we read Sifkatan Dalid, look at note number 3. Why is it that one should not speak in the bathroom? Ubatam hadavar kosav asefer charedim shehu mishum sakona shel shedim hametzuyim sham. So the sefer acharedim says it's sakona because of the shedim that are found in the Beis Akise. Can't argue with that. Vashulchan aruch harav kosav shehu mishum tznius. He says not speaking in the Beis Akise is not because of sakona. That's tam in inyan tznius. And now what about, here's the shaila, what about speaking in the Beis Akise like we have nowadays, which is very different than they had in the old days? So that's a discussion. Ubedin Beis Akise shel zmanenu. In terms of the Beis Akise that we have nowadays, estapik achazon ish, v'chein estapik v'shalon shuvas igris moshe, ha'im domehu lebeis akise de parsoi, she'ein lo din ha'beis akise, mishum sha'atzoa einu misakeves bo el nofeles l'mirachok. The Gemara talks about a Beis Akise de parsoi, where a person would relieve himself, gedolim, and it would be on a slant, and it would be immediately, it would be moved away from him. And therefore, the Gemara says that doesn't have a din of a Beis Akise. So these poskim, the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe on Masupag, if our bathrooms have a status of a Beis Akise de Parsoi, which is not a problem of a Beis Akise in many ways, or maybe our Beis Akise is different, because since when a person uses the Beis Akise, the tzoa stays there until you flush the toilet, so maybe it's different. Over there, it was immediate. As it came out of the person's goof, it automatically went. And here it has a stopover in the toilet before it goes out. So they are mesupik about it. Maybe yesh lo din beis akise gomer. Ulamaisa kosav al-chazanish yesh lahachmir. Therefore the chazanish says that one should be machmir. V'chein kosav b'shalan shuvas minchas yitzlok sheyesh lahachmir bezeh v'chein das agonav al-yosha. That they all seem to come out that one should be machmir. They're bringing it down here, l'gabe speaking, but I guess all the other dinim that we'll see about a beis akise, that one should be machmir not to speak in a beis akise. For these reasons that we brought before, either kashedim are found there or because of tznius. But now let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan Dalad Lo Yadaber.
When you say speak, meaning to other people.
Don't talk to other people. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'imhu l'tzorech gadol, if it's a great need, someone's calling you and it's a great need, efshar d'mutter l'daber, it could be, it's efshar that it's mutter to speak, kol zman she'ein nifna adayin, so long that you're not actually relieving yourself at that moment. Aval be'eshe nifna, at the time that the tzoa is coming out of one's body, af l'tzorech gadol aser, that even for a great reason it will be aser. The heter that if it's a tzorech gadol is only if it's before you're actually using the bathroom. But if you're actually using the bathroom, then it's aser. V'ni yefshar liskor hadelas v'ish ache rotza lichnos. Now, here the Mishnah Berurah gives us an eitzah that if a person can't close the door for whatever reason and someone else wants to come in and you can't talk, so you can't say, I'm in here, So yinacharu zelazevloi daberu. They should grunt to each other, or make noises to each other, so that the guy doesn't come in when you are in there. Rak hanoshim kishahokos lebeis akisei hakavu l'rabim. Just when women go to the beis akisei that's set up for the rabim, kemo beis akisei shebasada biyemehem, like in the olden days when they had the beis akisei out in the fields. O b'chatzar beis akneses b'medinos elu, or they have it nowadays in the courtyard of the beis akneses. Hiskinu chachomim sheyiu misapro zoim zu kedei sheishma kolam ibachutz v'lo yichnos ish lisham v'yisyachad imoim. There the chachomim established that they bedafka should speak with each other, so their voices should be heard outside, so a man should not come in and would avoid a problem of yichud. So even though we say by men it's very serious not to speak in the Beis HaKisei, when it comes to women, to avoid problems of yichud, there's an inyan bedafka in these situations, not when there's a lock on the door and it's a one-person bathroom, but in those situations when it's would be a chashash of yichud, they should be speaking. Umash mektashom dinichnasos gamke mishayim Beis HaKisei. And for that reason, it's mashma there as well, that they should also go in together as two. If you look at note number 4, he writes, that which the Mishnah Berurah said, that in a case of a tzorach gadol, it's mutter to speak before you actually start relieving yourself, ubamokom ha-tzorach shemutter ledaber, when it is a mokom ha-tzorach and it is mutter to speak, when one is in the Beis HaKisei, koso b'shal and yeshuv as Torah l'shma, she'ein tzorach lahakbid letzamtzein dvorov shelo yomar milim yiseros. You don't have to actually sit there counting your words and minimizing your words and talk in abbreviated ways. El yedaber kidero shenedaber chutz l'beis HaKisei. You could speak in the Beis HaKisei if you have this heter of tzorach gadol the way you would speak outside. You don't have to limit the amount of words you're saying. What about speaking b'lashon hakodesh? Is that any different? So he continues in the note and says, "Will adaber shom b'lashon hakodesh." The Mishnah Berurah says later on, "B'shem sefer chasidim shemidas chasidas hu lahachmir b'kach." That one should be machmir, even if it's a tzorach gadol, he has to speak in the Beis HaKisei, not to speak b'lashon hakodesh. However, because of ha'afikei maginim shebemakom she'ikir diburim hu b'lashon hakodesh, it was a place, I guess in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, where the language they speak is Lashon HaKodesh, Ein lahachmir afilu mishum midas chasidus. That would not even be a chumra mitzvah midas chasidus. But if one is, chutz la'aretz and everyone's speaking English, so then one should be machmir, not to bedafka speak Lashon HaKodesh when one's in the restroom. But if that's the language that everyone's speaking, so then there is no inyan to be machmir. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Gimel. Im rotze lo mashmesh befi hatabas bitzur or bekesam liftoach nekavov. The person wants to manipulate his body a little bit with a stone or a wood chip in order to allow himself to go to the bathroom. Yemashmesh kodem sheyeshev velo yemashmesh achar sheyeshev mivnei shekoshel kshofim. The person should do this, whatever exactly it is, before he sits down and not after he sits down. Because if a person does it after he sits down, it's already kosher l'kshofim. It's already getting involved in witchcraft. It could be a sakana. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Hey, im eino yachol yipanos, if a person is having a difficulty relieving himself, yelech arba amos v'yeshev v'yamod v'yeshev ad sheyipana. A person should walk 4 amos. He should sit down, he should stand up, he should sit down until he's able to relieve himself. O yasiach daito midvarim acherim. Or he should remove his mind from other things and be focused on what he wants to accomplish over here. Apparently that will help him. V'lo yipana b'amida. This person should not relieve himself of gedolim when he is standing. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Dalad. Lo yigala atzmo ki'im la'achar of tefach umlefan of tfachayim. A man, when he goes to relieve himself of gedolim, he should not reveal too much of his guf, only from behind the area of a tefach, and in front the area of two tefachim, v'isha me'acharei tefach u'milfanei v'lo klum. And a woman should only reveal in the back a tefach, and in the front she should reveal nothing. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Vav, tefach v'lo yoser, and not more than that, mishum tznius. Again, this is an aspect of tznius. U'milfanei tefachayim, the reason why a man can reveal in the front two tefachim, dimitoshu dochech etz atzmo l'gedolim, because when he's trying to push to allow the gedolim to come out, hu balidei ketanim, he also comes to relieve himself of ketanim at the same time, v'tzorot tefachayim mishum kiluach mei raglayim hanitozin l'meirachok, and he needs more space in the front of two tefachim because of the kiluach of the mei raglayim that goes a distance. The Bach writes that it's appropriate to be machmir, to have only a tefach in the back, a tefach in the front. The Lohiskimu Imo Harbe Me'achron, and many Achron do not agree with him. V'yizor shelo yalach lechsham v'godov v'gufo u'min olav. And one should be careful when he is in the Beis HaKisei not to get his clothing or his body or his shoes dirty. Now the reason why a woman, just to speak out the obvious, the reason why a woman is we're more machmir in the front is because her body is set up differently than an ish, and therefore an ish, we give either the two tefachim or the one tefach in the front, and an isha has no area in the front to be lenient on. But if you look in the Shaar HaTzion in Sifkaton Yud, he writes, first brings down the Mishavu, is quoting the Mata Yehuda, Maimah Mordechai V'Yararon U'Prima Gadim, V'ayin Shem Ot Shekosav D'Lokatanim L'Fonav Tefachayim, U'Poshet, if a person is wearing pants, umashtin ma'umud, and he's relieving himself of ketanim while he is standing, gam tfachayim lo yigale, he should not reveal two tfachim the front, ki'im mashet tzarech, only what he needs. So a person who nowadays is using the regular stalls where a person stands, so then there would be no heter to reveal two tfachim, a person should just reveal exactly what he needs to do. That's what he points out, the Chavetz Chaim is pointing out over here in the Shaar HaTzion. So we'll get to that soon. But either way, the same rule will apply. If a person is wearing pants and he's standing, so he should reveal the minimum amount that he has to do what he has to do. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Hey, Im Nifne B'Mokol Megula She'en Bo Mechitzos. So the person is relieving himself of gedolim in a open area that has no walls. Yechaven She'yihiyu Ponov L'Dorom V'Acharov L'Tzafon. He should be facing with his face to the north and his back, his face to the south, I'm sorry, and his back to the north, O Ibcha, or the opposite, Aval Bein Mizrach L'Marav Aser. However, to face his body east to west, that is Aser. And then the Ramah writes, Ulahatu Mayim Bochol Inyan Shari. However, when it comes to Ketanim, it doesn't matter, the directions don't matter. So says the Mishavura in Sivkot and Zayin, if a person is in an area that's a Megula, an open area, that's when we're makbid on the directions. Aval b'chotzer b'chol inyan shari. But if he's in a chotzer, a courtyard, so then it does not matter. Ken kaswa beis Yosef ha-mogen Avram. Aval ataz hiskim im mari abuhav. The b'chotzer gam kein oser b'emtza ha-chotzer bein mizrach l'marav. He says a chotzer is the same thing. If you're in the middle of a chotzer, it also would be oser from east to west. Ta'alom magulahu b'osa makom. Because l'maisa, you are revealed in the middle of a chotzer, just like you're revealed in the middle of an open area. And therefore, one should be machmir not to be east to west. Im lo shemekariv atzmu l'tzad echa me'aksalam. Unless, of course, he moves very close to one of the walls, and then it will be okay, as we'll see. V'chei kasu adrisha v'shar achronim. She'en bo mechitzos. Again, this hakpada of being north to south and not east to west is in an area where there are no mechitzos. Aval im yesh bo mechitzos, but if there are walls, afilu rak mechitza achas letzad marav. Even if there's only one wall and it's a wall on the west side, yeshev betzad hamechitza besamuchla, he should sit down and relieve himself on the side of the wall close to it. The hainu akoponim besoth al ramos. At least within 4 amos of the wall, va'achorav l'marav klapei hamechitza v'nifnei sham, and his back should be towards the wall, even though it's in the west, and he should go to the bathroom there. V'cheni makosel b'mizrach, and the same thing if the wall would be on the east side, yoshev b'samuch la va'achorav l'mizrach. He should sit next to it, and his back should be the mizrach. Basically, wherever the wall is, his back should be to the wall if he's in a situation where there is a wall. There are those who are machmir that even if the wall is in the east, not to have his back to the wall in the east, because then he is revealed in the front towards the west, and the shechina is considered in the west. In a situation where one could be machmir, it's better to be machmir. There is no measurement to the height of this wall that we are discussing. Rakol she'ein perua magula ayidei zashari. As long as his body parts are not revealed, it will be permissible. So again, the Mechaber said that a person should be facing ideally north to south or south to north. And the Mishabua points out, O ipcha v'yesh omim de ipcha lo v'tovli zar b'zeh. Some say that a bedafka should be that his face should be to the south and his back should be to the north and not the opposite way around. But Bein Mizrach L'Marav, we said one should avoid it, that is Aser. Sivkotan Yud HaMishibur writes, Mishum Da Shechina Shoreh B'Marav. That's because the Shechina rests in the west. V'afilu Im Machzir Ponav L'Marav Aser. Even if one turns his face from the west, it is Aser. The Mizrachu Neged Marav Yeshlo Gamken Kedusha. Because the east, which is Keneged the west, also has Kedusha. So the west has the most Kedusha. The reason for this is, I was looking into this a little bit today, it's not only if you are in an area where Yerushalayim is towards the west, but I think just since in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim was in the west, so some poskim say that wherever you are, it doesn't matter what direction Eretz Yisrael is, just the west has more Kedusha, and therefore we want to limit the exposure to the west, and who adin to the east, which is opposed to the west, and therefore we should stick with the north-south direction over the east-west direction. But again, this wouldn't be nogea if you have a special closed-in bathroom like we have nowadays. It would not be as nogea. This is if you're in an open area, so where a person should be relieving himself. And now the Mechaber continues in Sivav and writes, V'chein aser lishon bein mizrach l'marav im ishto imo. There, and the Mechaber writes, it is aser to sleep with your bed east to west if you are with your wife. V'nochon lihizar afilu kishein ishto imo. And it's appropriate to be careful even if one's wife is not with him. So one's bed should not be east to west with one's wife. And some say that it's appropriate even without one's wife. We'll see the Mishabura. Mishabura writes, it's a katan yud aleph. Rak yechaven shiarosho shel hamita letzafon. Rather, one should try to make sure that the head of his bed is facing the north. Umagalo sel adarom. And the feet of the bed are to the south. But listen to the rest of the Mishabura before you make any changes. Ubetshuvas Menachem Azariah posa kemosha kosav hazohar b'pashas b'midbar. So the Tshuvas Menachem Azariah paskins like the Zohar, who says Shei Rosho Umagiloseh Shalhamita Zelo Mizrach Vezelo Marav. The Zohar paskins the opposite from the Shulchan Aruch, that the bed should be from east to west. V'hiskim Shom Shehei Harosh L'Marav, and he's masim over there that your head should be towards the west. V'chein Koso B'Arzo Sachayim B'Shem Kama Achronim. So we have the Mechaber saying it should be north to south. We have the Zohar saying it should be east to west. Let's finish up and see what we should do. Mikom Mokom, says the Mishabura, Tov Yoser L'Chadchila Linok HaShulchan Aruch. It is better to go with the Shulchan Aruch and have the beds facing north to south. Ki B'Tshuvas Binyan Shel Simcha Kosa B'Shem HaGra. Because the Tshuvas Binyan Shel Simcha quotes the Gra as saying, Sh'omer Shigam Kavonas HaZohar Hu KaGemara. That really what the Zohar means is like the Gemara says, not like V'loka Pirish HaRav Nachum HaZayah Hanau. Even though this Tshuvas Rav Nachum HaZayah explains the Zohar as meaning, I didn't see the Zohar inside, we're interested to see it, how you make this, you know, how you're not sure which way, but apparently the Tshuvas Rav Nachum HaZayah understands the Zohar that it should be east to west, and the Gra understands the Zohar it should be north to south. Since we have the Gra saying the Zohar really is masking to the Shulchan Aruch, it should be north to south, therefore the Mishabura comes out that it should be from north to south. However, I want to just quote something else that I saw that's not in this Mishabura, but I saw it somewhere else. The Sefer Olas Talmud writes, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, that you can go either way, either with the Zohar or the Shulchan Aruch. And then I saw Bishori Knesset Agdola Kosov, Sha'achshav Ein Ha'olam Nisharim Bekach. Nowadays we are not Zohir in which direction the beds are facing, Klal at all. Kevan She'ein Anu Yodim Ha'im Lino Ka Zohar O Ka Gemara, V'lachein Lo Ekbidu Bekach. Since we have the Gemara telling us one way, the Zohar telling us the other way, and therefore people don't know which way to do, and therefore we're not makbid on it either way. So the Mishabura seems to come out that one should do it from north to south, but there certainly are poskim that say that it's not an issue bichlal, since either way you're covered by the Zohar, at least lafi that one pshat in the Zohar, or you have the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch on the other side. What? No, that's only that was only brought down the gabbai a person who's relieving himself. This would never be makam magula. A person is never sleeping in isho in a makam. Oh. No, it's not. It's the same idea that there's more. The idea of not being wet east to west is again. There's more kedusha over there. So if a person is with his wife, so. I guess it's still a. It's interesting. It's a good question.
My understanding is that the base position is east to west. When you put your head facing the east, and even the
no, we're saying
the opposite is a complete 100% no.
No, we're well, it's interesting because when it came to Sif Hei, when we're talking about relieving oneself, there we said Panav Ladarom Vachorav Latzafom, and Ipcha. And in the Mishabura we had some who argued. In the next halacha, we just say that it's also to go from Mizrach Lamarav, and the Mishabura right over there, Bedavka Sheachavin Sheirosha Shomitu Latzafom. There he, Bedavka, also said that the rosh should be to the Tzafon and Margalosel Ladarom. I guess the I'm not sure. In other words, here the Mishabura says Bedavka that way. That one more time?
I mean, if my head is by the wall,
okay.
So east is that way.
Okay.
So if my head is by the wall, then I'm facing west. But my head is east.
If you're lying down?
When I'm lying down, I'm facing west. What do they mean? Do they mean facing east would be that your head.
No, he's just saying the west. Just say that the Shavur just says that your head should be, the head of your bed should be in the north, and the south of your bed should be in the.
But the other opinion
from the Zohar. No, they're just talking about the way the bed should be set up. They're not discussing where you're facing. That's all they're addressing. The other opinion is that the bed should be from east to west. The bed should be from east to west. But not. No, that's not what they're addressing.
So far, is it relevant where you have the head? We're just discussing the direction of the bed. I mean, north to south or east to west.
Right.
Regardless of where you have
where your which way your face is turned.
No.
Well, I don't know.
Is your head
in
the east or the north? Right. Where's your head?
Well,
so
your head of the bed is there. Then your head should be there too.
Oh.
So we're talking about the head of
yes.
The bed and the feet
yes.
of the bed.
So no,
he's taking. What's that? The Mishabura. I don't know. Look at the Mishabura again. When he brings down the Menachem Azariah, who quotes the Zohar, it says she roshu magloser shel amita zelum mizrach vezelum arav. The bed should be from east to west. The hiskim sham shehei harosh lamarav. The head of the bed, which is where the head of the person is going to be, should be in the west. That's what he brings down. Let's just finish the last Mishabura. The last Mishabura is Sefkatan Yudbeis, which said, it's going on, the Machaber that says that it's also appropriate to be careful even when one's wife is not with him. Ayin ba'artas achayim de bazet ein lahachmir, rak b'shochev orom, u b'ein kaloim soviv amita. The Artz Lachaim says this chumrah to be careful not to be east to west even when one's wife is not with him is only if one is sleeping undressed and there are no sheets covering the bed. So if one's arum, so then one should be machmir. Otherwise, if one is clothed and he's not with his wife, then he's saying there's no inyan to be machmir, which direction the bed is going to be. We'll stop here and we'll continue with Shem tomorrow.